Jesus, we need you in this hour. Bring an awakening. Bring an awakening.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Bring an awakening.
We need an awakening.
Romans 13:11 says, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. And let's bring an awakening during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome back, everybody. This is Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Hope you enjoyed the last couple hours with Dan and the other guys who were on the air, Bert Harper and others. I'm Tim Wildman. We, the team now assembled here, will be with you till noon Central Time on American Family Radio. Share-a-thon it is. I'm Tim with Ed Vitagliano in studio. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
By in studio, I mean we are together. Don't tell the CDC, but we're 3 feet apart. Please don't report us. Ray Pritchard's in Kansas City, 300 miles apart or so, more than that. How you doing, Ray?
Oh, listen, we're keeping our proper social distance, Tim. I mean, I'm hundreds of miles away, deep down in my bunker. Nobody can touch me.
This sounds like the beginning of a great novel.
That's right.
It really does.
Doesn't
a
it
great
sound like
science the, fiction novel.
There I was, hundreds of miles away from civilization and deep down in a dark bunker.
It's about right.
And nobody can touch me.
Yeah. That's right.
And still James Comey found me.
That's right. He's knocking at my door right now, guys.
Still he wants to know what I have to do with the Russians.
That's because that's going to, I said, science fiction movie,
right.
James Comey. So
right.
We already have a really tall zombie
that's
in the
right.
movie, James
He's
Comey.
He's really scary.
That was mean-spirited, Ed.
But well yeah. done, Ed. Well done.
All right, Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, I'm just a football throwaway.
Yeah, Fred's, we got him distanced over there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 20 yards away. Or so. We thank you, folks, for everybody who's given to Share-a-thon the last 2 days, and today is the last day, Thursday. So Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, it's Thursday. If you haven't made a gift to American Family Radio, it's time for the Procrastinators Club of America to convene, okay? It's time to make a gift before Share-a-thon is over late this afternoon and you forget to make a donation. We are just, guys, Ray, Fred, Ed, Ed and I were talking before we went on the air. We're just overwhelmed by the response of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We are on track, Ray. You may not know this because you haven't been here, but we're on track to do what we did last Share-a-thon.
Right. Or
close to it, which was last fall, pre-COVID-19 world meltdown.
Right.
Right.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people are suffering economically because of the situation. Yet our listeners, Ray, have been responding tremendously. Just goes to show you, our folks are different.
We've got some of the most loyal
yeah.
listeners in the world. They know us. They love us. They believe in us. And this week, they're investing in this ministry, praying that with God's help together, we can bring an awakening. So, Tim, that's wonderful news. It's amazing.
I know.
It's amazing in this climate to come anywhere close to what we did last fall. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Share-a-thon ends at 6 o'clock Central Time. That's under 8 hours from now. Let me tell you what, by the way, you want to stay with us, folks, because Fred's got some excellent excerpts to play from a interview with the new, not an interview Fred did, but that CBN did with the newly appointed, if you want to call her that,
White House
press secretary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to miss this. We're going to play that in just a minute.
Talk about encouraging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But let me tell you this. We've got 50 minutes left on what we started at 7 o'clock Central Time, because I was here with Sandy when we started it. And then that'll be the conclusion of this 100, is it
175,000 dollar
match
challenge, yeah.
Wow. So you've got your opportunity to double your giving to AFR in the next 50 minutes. So let me give you the phone number to do that if you haven't already made a gift that doubles your giving. It means if you give up to $175,000,
right,
you're going to double your gift from now till 11 o'clock Central Time. Here's the phone number, 877. This is phone number reaches us here in American Family Radio. This is not calling the IRS. Okay. So you don't accidentally turn yourself in for scrutiny. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That calls right here to American Family Radio, that number, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Walker Wellman decided to join us. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Nothing like sitting in your office at 10:08 and missing the beginning of the show, but I'm here.
Good thing you weren't the only host.
I know. We would have been playing.
Eight minutes of silence.
You're just gonna keep rubbing it in, aren't you, Tim?
Well, I've been playing spots for...
Functionality is an important thing with me. Huh?
Well, the good thing is I bat 997.
Yeah.
It's my batting average.
Yeah, but that 3 or 4% of the time that you swing and miss.
I told you. They count too. Should have keep rubbing it in.
All right, Fred, we got a new press secretary. Sarah Huckabee did a great job.
She did.
Sarah Huckabee.
Sanders.
She did a great job while she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went back home to Arkansas, decided she had had enough of the Washington scene. And there for a couple of months, we went without a press secretary.
Yeah.
Or at least a visible one.
Well,
then came along.
Donald Trump became his own press secretary.
Yes. Well,
duly noted. Yeah, but tell us, set this story up where folks are about to listen to.
Yeah, brand new face that's going before the reporters on a daily basis, and that's a job I would not want, to go before that White House press corps, because for the most part, I think I'm accurate, they are Trump haters, these reporters.
Yes, yeah. See how perspective Brad is?
Oh, yeah. He's,
see how grasp he has on
He's right
situation?
On it.
Yeah.
Trying to be fair.
Okay.
But
you're fair.
The new face is a young lady by the name of Kayleigh McEnany. And now, if you've gone to Trump rallies in the past, she was out on the campaign. She was part of the campaign. To say she's a very smart young lady would be an understatement. Went to Harvard Law. And also Oxford in England. So she's a very smart young lady. But more important than all of that, she is a born-again Christian, and she's not afraid to say so publicly. And in the last couple of days, she's done an interview with David Brody of CBN News, and he talked to her about her job. But in this latest interview, it came in the wake of the news of the death of Ravi Zacharias. And so David Brody asked for her reaction to the death of Ravi Zacharias, and she knew Ravi Zacharias very well. But I want you to listen to her voice and to her heart as she responds to that question about what she knew about Ravi Zacharias and his importance in the apologetics world. Cut number one.
Can I ask you a personal question about Ravi Zacharias passing away? Can you tell me a little bit about what he meant to you personally and the loss for the Christian community?
Yeah, it's a huge loss. You know, my dad said to me that Billy Graham was the great evangelist. And I think Ravi Zacharias is the great apologist.
Yeah. I know this is tough. I know.
We don't have to cry because we're Christians, so we know it's a bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're human the last time I checked.
For me as a Christian, I always had the heart for Jesus Christ that I got at a very young age. I was saved when I was, you know, in my teens. But to have someone who, from an academic place, as an apologist, could equip you with those arguments where you didn't have to check your brain at the door when you became a Christian, where there is intellectual foundation for everything we believe. Right. There's prophecy, there's the human cell, there's the amazing creation of the human body and all of its complexity and the planet, the universe. And he put a philosophical and academic rationale for the heart that I had for Christ.
Hmm. And she's the press secretary. I mean, we talk about President Trump. He is surrounded by strong Christian believers.
He's not going to get away now.
This should be a great comfort for Americans who are Christians and maybe who have struggled with, and we've talked about this almost ad nauseum, but who have maybe struggled with, well, but, you know, President Trump talks this way and he tweets this way. Well, you know what? He is an imperfect man, and whatever his spiritual state is, of course, we should always be praying for him. But God has him surrounded with Christians who can speak into his life and pray for him and carry the wisdom of God into those meetings every day.
You know, before I knew she was a Christian, I was really impressed in those initial days when she went before those reporters. And I remember saying to the guys in the newsroom, wow, she is really sharp. And I'm sure she prays before she goes out there every day for that hour before those reporters, because she's ready for them. In fact, they tried the gotcha questions. And the other day there was a gotcha question they tried. She answered them perfectly. And one of the reporters hollered out afterwards, "Hey, you were ready for us, weren't you?" And she was. She's not only a born-again believer, not afraid to say it, but also she knows how to handle herself. Mm-hmm. Hand of God is on this young lady.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a tough, you've already mentioned that, you just mentioned this, Fred, but that is a tough position, because you go into this press briefing room, you got 20 to 30 reporters minimum. They all have their questions ready and their second and third questions ready, and their response to your answer ready. And then you're going in there basically blindsided. I mean, she has notes and things like that, but yeah, she handles it very well. And she's on offense most of the time.
Right.
Usually when you're taking questions, you're on defense and you're on the terms of the reporter asking the questions, but she goes on offense, and that's a very good strategy.
Well,
just to say, she's so quick. It's not just that she has the answers, as Walker just said, but she is razor sharp. She's instantaneous with her answers, and she knows what she's talking about. And to the fact that she's a born-again Christian, Harvard and Cambridge educated, you don't get better than that. It really says something about her boldness, her intellectual achievements, and I think it's all to President Trump's credit that he picked such a highly qualified person who's also an outspoken Christian as press secretary. That's good for him, and I think really good for the country.
Hmm. What were you going to say, Ed?
Well, I was just going to say, I saw one example of what we're all talking about. She has a notebook that she carries up there, and one of the reporters started asking her a question. She flipped to the page, the appropriate page, and then when she answered, this is Walker's point, she immediately went on offense and was quoting the news media, I think in this case, quoting things that they had said, I think even quoting what the network of the reporter had said, and threw it right back at him. So the best defense is a good offense.
Do you want to hear an example of how she operates in the room there?
I sure do.
Yeah, cut number two, Brent.
You made a comment, I believe, on Fox, in which you said President Trump will not allow the coronavirus to come to this country. Given what has happened since then, obviously, would you like to take that back?
Well, first, let me note, I was asked a question on Fox Business about President's travel restrictions. I noted what was the intent behind those travel restrictions, which is we will not see the coronavirus come here. We will not see terrorism come here, referring to an earlier set of travel restrictions. I guess I would turn the question back on the media and ask similar questions. Does Vox want to take back that they proclaim that the coronavirus would not be a deadly pandemic? Does the Washington Post want to take back that they told Americans to get a grip? The flu is bigger than the coronavirus. Does the Washington Post likewise want to take back that our brains are causing us to exaggerate the threat of the coronavirus? Does the New York Times want to take back that fear of the virus may be spreading faster than the virus itself? Does NPR want to take back that the flu was a much bigger threat than the coronavirus? And finally, once again, the Washington Post, would they like to take back that the government should not respond aggressively to the coronavirus?
Any more questions?
Have a nice day.
I'm going to lunch now. See you people tomorrow.
And that's after I just had you for lunch, news media.
Really noted. Yes. Oh, it's Kylie.
Kaylee McEnany.
Kaylee McEnany.
Yeah.
And that's who we were playing. She's the new press secretary, relatively new, for President Trump. Mm-hmm. And she was earlier giving her Christian testimony, which don't we have it on our Facebook page? Yes. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to our Facebook page for today's issues, we put that video clip up there of her giving her thoughts about the death of Ravi Zacharias and how much his teaching meant in her life. And she's a self-confessed, born-again Christian.
Right.
Amen.
And so, amen. Anyway, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. It's Sherathon on AFR. So be praying for her because, you know, she's facing the lions every day.
Right.
Of course, what's impressive is she signed up for it. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. She wants to. And she's a smart lady, you can tell. Mm-hmm. All right, so if folks want to give to Sherathon, help us here at American Family Radio because we want to buy more radio stations.
Yes.
We want to expand our
online presence.
Online presence. We want to do more to reach more people in our country, and we can do that if folks give to us, and many already have already.
Yeah, that's right. Here's the number to call in, and then I'll actually go through what you get should you give a certain amount. 877-616-2396. This is a phone number to call in to our headquarters and donate. 877-616-2396, or you can visit our website, afr.net. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the Hilarious Highlights Volume 6 CD. It's from Trivia Friday, a best-of CD of Trivia Friday highlights. If you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the Trivia Friday CD I just mentioned. In addition, you'll receive our Sherathon t-shirt, Bring an Awakening is on the back, Romans 13:11, AFR logo on the front. So a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive both, and with the one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll get the Trivia Friday Best Of CD.
Welcome back to Sherathon. If you've not been able to listen this morning, we are having Sherathon, and we're going to end it this afternoon at 6 o'clock Central Time. I'm Tim with Fred, Ray, Ed, and Walker, and we thank you for listening to AFR. If you'd like to join us online, go to Facebook or YouTube, and just type in Today's Issues, Facebook or YouTube, and type in Today's Issues, and you can watch Sherathon online. You can access the stories that we're talking about on our Today's Issues Facebook page. Next story, Fred.
Well, we all know that President Trump followed the advice in the early days of this pandemic from medical experts who basically said you have to shut down the country in order to stop the spread and in order to avoid an overstressing of our medical system. But in recent days now, the president wants to reopen the country. And boy, he's getting a lot of pushback from the Democrats on that and, of course, from the mainstream media. But this week, he received a letter signed by 600 doctors to the president, and they say the national shutdown must end now. And the thrust of the letter is this: you're going to have a bigger tragedy on your hand, Mr. President, if we keep things closed up. They call the widespread state orders keeping businesses closed at this point and kids home from school. They use the term, it's a mass casualty incident in the making, with exponentially growing health consequences. And the letter goes on to talk about what's happening is patients can't get to their doctors to do routine checkups to detect things like heart problems or cancer and those kinds of diseases. They're talking about alcohol abuse that's going on out there. Basically, they're saying the risk to the health of Americans is now exponentially greater if you do not open this country up again. And, you know, this is the latest in all of this. And you add to this now the rebellion that is growing in blue states like Michigan, like New York, like California, against Democrat governors who want to keep this shutdown in place. And to that point, New York Post has a front page editorial this morning saying the end has to come right now to the shutdown in New York. And it calls on businesses there to go against Mayor de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, and go ahead and open up your businesses, because they say that city of New York is going to die. It's going to die if it doesn't open up right away. Mm. So very dire consequences that are being predicted here. If the president doesn't push, if these blue states don't stop this shutdown of all businesses, keeping people in their houses, that the consequences of that are going to be far greater than opening up.
Yeah, Fred, this is something we've known, and some of us laypersons who aren't doctors have said, you know, this is going to have way bigger consequences than just health when it comes to the coronavirus. But these 500 plus 600 doctors who, this is what they do for a living, is treat people not only with, you know, things like coronavirus or the flu, but with mental issues, emotional issues, things like that. This is going to have, they're saying it's going to have a long-term effect, not for the good, if we don't open things back up. Because what we don't understand, if we're not directly affected, is, you know, many people's wealth is being, their wealth is being destroyed. Mm-hmm. What they've spent their whole life, a small business, they spent their whole life pouring their own money into to build it up and maybe pass it on to their children and grandchildren. These small businesses are just being obliterated financially, which means a lot of them won't come back. So it's there's a lot more to it than just opening and reopening. A lot of effects from it.
Mm. Well, and I mean, I think we've been saying that all along. I think when this first started, this was, as they call it, was a novel coronavirus, something new. Nobody really knew what to expect. So most of us were willing for 3 weeks or a month, try to flatten the curve. That's what we were told to do. Americans don't mind sacrificing if they understand the what's at stake and they think it's important. Okay, let's pitch in. Let's do it. You see that all the time. Well, 8 Days of Hope began because a couple of Christians, Steve Tiber and his dad, decided let's try to go down and help the people after Hurricane Katrina. Americans don't mind sacrificing when they know what the cost is and they know what the cause is. Once you start extending this indefinitely and people are hearing different voices, we've talked about this almost incessantly, you know, does a mask help? Does it not help? If the scientists don't seem to know what's going on, we just found out that the CDC is saying, well, maybe we'll cover this. The CDC is saying the virus may not be able to live on surfaces. Americans are starting to hear all this, and they're going, wait a second. Why are we sacrificing if even the medical community doesn't know what's going on? And then you factor in all the other costs, and Americans are saying, I don't think this is a smart exchange for me anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know, the mainstream media is going to do all they can to bury the story of this letter. This is the last thing the mainstream media wants to get out, because they want to perpetuate the myth that everybody is in favor of continuing lockdown. That's not true, and it's not good for America.
Well, Joe Biden, the Democrat nominee, presumptive, I guess. They haven't had their official virtual convention yet. he's scolding President Trump for not wearing a face mask everywhere he goes. You see this?
And, I have not.
Yeah.
Is he wearing one? Joe Biden?
While he scolds President Trump? Yeah. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
And he's got a cameraman in the room who could be exposed.
Right. Absolutely.
Does he not care?
No, I know he doesn't care about poor cameraman.
He has geese in the behind him at his house.
He has geese.
We heard them yesterday.
The geese?
We will talk more about this in a minute. Stay with us.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
I started here in 1984, and I have several best memories of Brother Don. One of them would be how he was so personable He would know all about your family. He would ask questions about your children, want to know how your children are doing, and he was just very personable. Another memory I have is in the afternoons, Mr. Wildman would come around and tell everyone to make sure your calculators are off, the lights are off, adjust the heat and air. And because of that frugalness, we're still here today and we owe no one. And that same frugalness is being carried out today with Tim Walker and all of our leadership.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founder's obedient service during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Listening to American Family Radio has really inspired me a lot. I thought America is a very metaphysical country, but anytime I listen to the station, it gives me the belief that there are a lot of God-fearing people in this country. And the reason why I listen every time is that it adds to my knowledge whenever I tune in.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We call out to the broken. Call 877-616-2396 and make your pledge during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening to AFR, wherever you may be, around the country, across the country. We have 181 radio stations that we own and operate in how many states, Walker?
Over 30 states.
Over 30 states, and or you may be listening on the internet because we have the app. Mm-hmm. The AFR app that can go anywhere. High-speed internet is available, so take advantage of that. Download the app. Takes you about 60 seconds or less, and then you can listen clear as a bell to anywhere, to AFR anywhere you go. If you are a person that when somebody says download the app, you start sweating, I would just say to you, ask your grandchild.
That's right.
Just ask your grandchild, just say, Tim Wildman said I should download the app so I can listen to AFR on my phone or my iPad. Of course, if you got an iPad, you're already downloading apps. And they'll show you. It just takes you about 60 seconds. It's very easy to learn how to do, so do not be intimidated by the expression, download the app. Mm-hmm. Our phone number, Walker, is, if people want to give, we got 28 minutes left in this $175,000 matching gift, right?
That's right. So your gift up to, of course, that amount that Dad just mentioned will be matched. So you give $100, it'll become $200. Give $200, it'll become $400. Here's the number to call in along with the website, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Visit our website, AFR.net. It takes you about 2 to 3 minutes to donate online at AFR.net.
Yeah, thank you, everybody who gave, who's already given, rather, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today. Or you gave through the mail prior to Share-a-thon. We postponed Share-a-thon for a month. It was supposed to be in the middle of April. Because of all the craziness going on in our country, we decided to move it to May, and it was a wise decision, evidently, because people have responded tremendously to our Share-a-thon askings, because people know we're listener-supported Christian radio. We cannot make it. We cannot stay on the air if we do not have donations from people who listen to AFR, and you have responded, as you always do, by the thousands to say, yes, we love AFR, and we want you to keep on growing and going. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon. Now, back to the story. I don't know if this is in your stack of stories, Fred, but this face mask.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the whole face mask thing is, how should you say it? Overblown, I guess you could say. Or it's not a matter of settled science whether everybody wearing a face mask is a good idea.
Right.
Or not. The Vice President Joe Biden, I mentioned he's going after the president President Trump for not wearing a face mask out. Well, Joe Biden, president gets tested every day, doesn't he, Walker?
That's correct. The president is tested every day, along with every staff member who comes within his presence, within his immediate presence. Okay. So the president is probably one of the most safe individuals in the country when it comes to contracting the virus.
Joe Biden is, if I'm reading this story off Yahoo News, he's holding up a face mask on this video where he's criticizing President Trump for not wearing a face mask. And he's not wearing a face mask. Huh?
Yeah.
Another thing, just speaking for me, because I can't speak for all y'all, and that is, I don't want my president wearing a face mask.
Right.
That sends a terrible signal to the country,
yes,
and to the world that we're in panic mode.
Right.
We're worried. We're scared. We might die. We're not coming out of our house till we can take this face mask off. And can you imagine a president trying to talk to people, the press, and the country behind a face mask? That's just, am I the only one that, that
no,
feels
I think
this
to
way?
Me it's a sign of not only weakness, but a sign of fear, as you said, that the world's most powerful person who's being tested every day,
tested along with
every individual in the same room as him,
and he's socially distancing.
Right.
Good night. Fred, why? Why does Joe Biden want President Trump to wear a face mask?
Oh, it's just another way that he knows the media will come along and say, look at the wise words of Joe Biden. But here's the hypocrisy of all of this. We all heard of the governor of Michigan, all right? The governor of Michigan has been out there, Democrat, telling everybody what a great way that she's handling the virus by locking down her state. Every time she gives a news conference, guess what? Joe Biden better take a look at her. She never wears a face mask. And she's got her interpreter, her signer, standing like 30 inches away from her. No face mask. So, I mean, the hypocrisy. And now you have the Attorney General of Michigan today. Apparently, he wrote a letter to the president. The president's going to Michigan today, going to visit an auto plant there. And he's saying, Mr. President, when you come to our state, we want you to wear a face mask. Do you think that President Trump's going to do that? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But it's all politics. It's politics. That's all it is.
Well, all right. The science, I don't know if that's the right word, but face mask.
Right.
Okay. I said it's not settled science. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who he has to wear a face mask off and on in his profession. By off and on, he sees a patient. He's a dentist. He sees a patient. He has to wear a face mask. But that's been so true ever since, you know, that's normal prior to this pandemic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But he told me, he said, now, if I had to wear it all day, he said, breathing CO2 all day is not good for your brain. And also, it actually ends up hurting your immune system if you wear it all the time. And most of these face masks that people wear and just are not, Walker.
They're not sealed off.
They're not sealed off. And they got their eyes open?
Yeah, so just from a, let's just take this at a 30,000 level, because I'm not a doctor,
feet,
so I'm not going to 30,000
feet.
30,000 feet level. Obviously, respiratory illnesses spread through the air because you're basically particles or droplets, they call them, from your sneezes and your coughs.
It can spread that way.
It can spread. That's basically how it spreads. So if I sneeze and we're in the same room and I sneeze and I got COVID or the flu,
we might get it.
And then you breathe it in or you touch something I touch. And anyway, that's how you get it. These surgical masks that they're wearing, they're not N95s. N95s have a 95% filtration rate, basically. The surgical mask don't really filter much of anything because the sides are open, the tops are open. It only basically shields your front. My understanding this entire time has been that surgical masks are meant to prevent the spread. Meaning, if I have COVID and I don't know it, I'm asymptomatic. and I'm wearing a surgical mask and I sneeze and I have a surgical mask on, it blocks those droplets from spreading farther than they normally would without the mask. I've never heard a surgical mask blocking the intake of viruses.
No, in fact, I think that's the one of the points that's been made, is that if I'm wearing a mask, it doesn't keep me from getting what somebody else has coughed out.
Correct.
But it keeps me from spreading whatever I have.
Correct.
Especially if I'm asymptomatic.
Yes.
Yeah, but Ray sitting there breathing in. Healthy people use face mask all day, every day.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's totally crazy.
What do you really think, though, Frey? Right. How do you really believe about that?
And what I think is it's crazy. Look, if you are sick, stay home, right?
Right.
And I'm not just COVID. If you are sick in today's climate, today's world, stay home. Don't go out and take a chance of infecting someone else. If you go to a store, like the other day, Marlene and I went to Costco, and they require you to wear a mask. For the first time in this whole pandemic, Marlene and I put masks on and went into the store, fine. You know, it's their house, their rules, right?
Right.
So, yeah, I want to shop there. And we went in and got our stuff. It was really not much of a problem, although it was frustrating. I can see your friend's point, Tim. To have to wear that for hours on end would be essentially intolerable. So I would prefer to go without a mask unless I'm sick, in which case I'm staying home, or I go to a place like Costco that requires it.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm going to shop there, I'll put it on.
Sure.
If not, I'm not wearing one.
Yeah. Yeah, and the you know, I understand, I've said, if I'm going like to a doctor's office or somewhere where
you're going to be in somebody's face.
Yeah, where I'm going to be in close quarters.
Sure.
Or we know there's people sick at this location, emergency room, doctor's office. That makes sense. I get that. But people riding around in their cars wearing them by themselves.
I'm seeing crazy. People. Yes, I'm seeing people walking down the street with face masks on.
Yeah, out in the open air. Yeah. See, that's where it really, really doesn't make sense.
I think there's a lot of ignorance.
Sure.
And people here put on a face mask and they think, okay, if I put on a face mask, it's going to prevent me from getting this virus.
Right.
And they have it. They just saw something on TV or their aunt told them something or. People don't understand the science, if you will, behind the face mask.
Yeah, the high traffic.
Also,
areas,
you get it. Also, you can get this through your eyes,
right? By touching, rubbing your eyes if you have something on your hand.
So I think we all just need to put a complete face mask on, which covers our eyes.
The old paper bag.
Yeah, just go ahead with the paper bag, everybody. Now, I don't
know. The old New Orleans Saints fans.
Yeah, except you can't cut Saints. Holes. I don't know where you cut the holes in the back of the bag, I guess.
Well, doctors have, they know when face mask and gloves work because that's what they do for a living. Doctors,
sure.
Mask and gloves are meant for short-term use.
Right.
That's you walk in for surgery, put your clean gloves on, clean mask for 5 minutes, whatever, see your patient. It all goes in the garbage, and then you walk out, wash your hands. But the using the same mask all day, every day. Also, I've noticed when I go in the grocery store, the people with masks tend to touch their face more, it seems.
They're adjusting it.
Yeah, they're adjusting their mask. They're pulling it down
it
and up.
Stay on.
Because they got to take a breathing break, basically, after they get done working. And then they rub it back up. So they got these dirty gloves on. They're rubbing their face. To me, it almost is counterproductive.
That's what Dr. Fauci said in early March when he was interviewed. Remember, this has been played over and over again. And he said, no, don't bother with the masks. They don't help. And he actually said what usually happens is people wind up touching their face more because they're adjusting it, doesn't fit right. And when we were following the rules, when we went into whatever stores we were going into, my wife and I, we wore initially masks and gloves. And so I'm pushing the cart around in Walmart, you know, dutifully following my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here going, yeah, I'm touching this. Do we need this? You know, you're moving. How about this? You put this in there. We put that back. And the whole time I'm thinking, who knows what germs I'm putting on these gloves?
Right.
You know, then you're adjusting your mask. And I thought, how is this helping?
Mm-hmm. I just want to see Joe Biden put on his mask and do his interviews. Then he will have the right to talk about President Trump.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
But he's not going full Zorro. you know, yet either. Huh?
Full like Zorro. It.
Full Zorro. I like That's it. Good. The young folks have no idea what that even means.
Zorro? That's something you order at a Mexican restaurant. It's one of those desserts, isn't it?
That's right.
Flaming Zorro. I've got a half dozen of those Zorros, you know, the ones with cinnamon on them.
That was pretty good, Ed.
Yeah,
I
got
to give it up to you right there. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We got 15 minutes left in this $175,000 match. Please call if you haven't already and make a gift and double your money right now. Double your money, double your gift to American Family Radio. We're listener-supported Christian radio, folks. If listeners don't call in and make a pledge, then we don't have money to operate. It's plain and simple. You know, that's we unlike National Public Radio right down the dial here, we don't get any government money, nor do we want any government money. We won't. We are always our listeners are always responsive, and you have been this time as well. And we're just asking you to, if you haven't already, to please make a gift and double your giving up to $175,000.
What's right the now. Number if people want to call?
Well, we do have a number. Here it is to ring our offices here at American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. Again, toll free. I don't know why I say that. It really doesn't matter. With cell phones now, we just dial. Right. We don't think about tolls. 877-616-2396. That's a number for American Family Radio, or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. Let's hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back with Alex.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof, and it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained a minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years, we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit riding preacher. I was preaching in, on a regular basis, a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA. And this past year I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app, and I've got my earphones on, or just the phone in my pocket listening. Been such an encouragement, because to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and His truth and His word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here, speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and you definitely need that support, because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear you.
Wow, thank you. That was awesome.
Yes.
And back to the Bring an Awakening Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. Now, we've decided here that we wanted to set a record for American Family Radio for number of people with microphones at one time. Right now, the record that we hold here on today's issues is 5, which we have now.
Yes.
So there's Fred, Tim, Ed, Ray, Walker. We look, if you're watching on the internet, we look like the Brady Bunch here, right? Because we got 3 on top, 3 on the bottom. Anyway, so we decided that's not enough.
Right.
That's not enough. We need one more person to talk on the radio at the same time. And Dr. Alex McFarland is a good person to ask to do that. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great. Fred, Tim, Ray, Ed Walker. And now me, six people.
Six people.
The youngest one in curls.
Reminds me of the old Larry King shows. Yeah. You know, when he had 18 people on at one time to interview. Hey, Alex, our theme is for Share-a-thon is bring an awakening. Bring an awakening. Talk about that biblically. And then there is also an American history to an awakening, right?
Sure, sure. You know, I think about James 4, verse 8. What a great promise. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Mm. But, now listen to the full verse. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. So, revival comes, I think, biblically and certainly in the history of our country when people get convicted about sin. And, my goodness, you know, you read about the first and second Great Awakenings, and there are other great revivals we could talk about, but I read about the revivals in colonial America and in the 19th century, and they would get convicted over sin, but if they could see America of 2020, oh my goodness, you know, what was sin prompting revival back then would be a Sunday school picnic compared to where our country is today, really. And so I'm thrilled that the theme of Share-a-thon is seeking revival and awakening. And by the way, folks, I want to give this number, and I want to say a word about exploring the word, but it's 877-616-2396. I would ask people to prayerfully and faithfully give, because God is using the great programming of our own program, Exploring the Word, and all the other great programs, Today's Issues, Hearing the Addisons, The Awakening with E.W. Jackson, so many shows that are bringing people to Christ for salvation, or many are coming back to Christ after sort of being in a spiritual dry spell. But God is using AFR to bring about this revival our nation so desperately needs.
Amen. Yeah. Ray, Alex was talking there. We were talking about the biblical. What is it? What is biblically? What does the word awakening mean? Why are we using this theme?
Well, it has the idea that God is willing. He is ready. He is able to speak to us. The problem is never on God's side, is it? The problem is always on our side. God is more willing to revive us than we are to be revived. He's more willing, Tim, to wake us up than we are willing to be awakened out of our spiritual sleep. And so the real encouragement here is, it is in God's nature to turn his heart toward people when they call out to him, when they cry out to him. And so we're saying, Lord, we're in such a mess. If you don't do something, we're not going to be saved simply by politics or by the culture. Lord, we need you to send an awakening to this nation and to this world. And we believe it's not too late. We believe it's still possible. That's why we're having this Share-a-thon, because AFA is on the front lines of trying to bring an awakening from the Lord to our land.
Amen. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. That was Ray Pritchard. Alex McFarland's in North Carolina, raised in Kansas, and the rest of us here in Tupelo, Mississippi. What are we doing here, Ed?
Well, we're having our spring Share-a-thon. We did postpone it 1 month. The reason we did that is because typically we would have had our Share-a-thon in April. That was the time when everyone was saying there may be a real spike in deaths, and we did not feel it would be appropriate to have our regular Share-a-thon, because these are fun. These
right.
are times when we celebrate what God has been doing and is doing. We have fun. We interact with our supporters. So
we don't wear face masks during this time.
No, that's right. So we postponed it a month. I'm so glad we did that. And so this is our spring Share-a-thon, and this is the last day. And in fact, you've got 6 minutes, folks, to take part in this $175,000 challenge that we are in the midst of. It ends at 11 o'clock Central Time. Whatever gift you give, up to $175,000, that is, will be doubled. And the way to participate in this and to support American Family Radio is by calling this number, 877-616-2396. We ask you to be as generous as you can. Tim has said during the 3 days of Share-a-thon, we understand many of our listeners are out of work or they're struggling financially. We do not shame people here. Just pray for us if you can't give. But if you are able to give, maybe you will give extra to cover those brothers and sisters who are not able to give. The number to call is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net.
Brad, what do you got?
Well, you know, we've been talking about the fact, and I was in their telephone central this morning taking a few pledges, and the listeners who are calling in were saying how important American Family Radio is to them right now because they recognize we're in spiritual warfare in this country, and they just value us as a friend, as an ally, as an encourager. And it is spiritual warfare, and this story I just want to talk to you about just represents that. We've got churches out in California that are preparing, coming up a week from this Sunday, to defy the governor of that state who says churches shouldn't be open. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Attorney General of the United States, his office has written a letter to Governor Newsom out there saying, you're wrong on this. And this morning on Fox and Friends, Brian Kilmeade spoke with Judge Andrew Napolitano about this. And he says the churches in California are on solid legal ground to defy what Governor Newsom wants them to do. And this is cut number four.
Here's the letter from the DOJ to Newsom. Simply put, there is no pandemic exception to the U.S. Constitution and its Bill of Rights laws that do not treat religious activities equally with comparable non-religious activities are subjected to heightened scrutiny under the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. You say hallelujah, right?
Governor Newsom is permitting gatherings on a beach, for example, if you stay 6 feet apart. In a high-tech manufacturing facility if you stay 6 feet apart, but not in a church or a synagogue or a mosque if you stay 6 feet apart. The state needs to be neutral with respect to religion. It can't treat religious groups differently than it's treating non-religious groups. The other way to look at it is the Constitution expressly guarantees your right to the free exercise of religion. So any interference by the state with the free exercise of religion violates the Constitution. It's the duty of the federal government to bring the states into line.
And we know of a story that we have this morning. At least 1,200 California pastors are now vowing that they're going to go ahead and hold those services a week from this Sunday.
What do you know about this, Alex? You talked to any of your friends out in California?
And, you know, in Indianapolis, in New Jersey, even in my home state of North Carolina, there's similar movements where churches and pastors are having to remind governors of their constitutionally protected rights of free assembly and religious expression. And, hey, another topic for another day, but look, Canada right now is battling what they call face politics because Muslims are really treating the wearing of these face masks is almost a dress rehearsal for the enforcement of the public wearing of the hijabs and the burqas. And so there's a lot about the spiritual condition of our country, our constitutional civil rights. There's so much at play. We need to avail ourselves to our legal rights, but to pray for revival too.
Burqas, you're going to have to wear them?
Face politics. Google it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's the further legitimization of Islam in our culture.
That's we will insanity.
We will check that out. Ed once again expresses unambiguity.
How free countries are voluntarily submitting to Islam is just blows my mind.
Yeah.
God help us.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you guys.
The rest of us will be back in 5 minutes. Give us a call. Make your pledge right now. Help us reach this $175,000 match. The number is 877-616-2396. We shall return after the news. Stay with us.